In today's Mishnahs, we learn the fifth and sixth Mishnah from the third Perek of Masechta Eruvin. The Mishnah begins, Matne Adam al Eruvo Veomer, that someone's able to place two Eruvim down in two different locations and stipulate, and say, V'im ba'u goyim min ha-mizrach, if the goyim, these people that he's trying to flee from, come from the east, then Eruvi, my Eruv that I place down, will be effective to the west, because that buys me more distance I can run in that direction. However, min ma'arav, if they come from the west, then my Eruv that I placed in the east, that is the effective one, therefore Eruvi la-mizrach. Im ba'u mikan o mikan, if they come from both directions, then la-makom she'etzel alech, then whichever direction that I want, that will be the direction that I want to be kona. However, lo ba'u lo mikan v'lo mikan, if they don't come from either direction, then harini kivnei iri, then I don't really want any of my eruvim to acquire, I simply want to be like one of the regular residents of the city. Now, why does this work? That is because the way the Bartanur explains this Mishnah, the author of this Mishnah holds by the principle of Bereira. Bereira literally means retroactive selection. What that means is I can do something now whose status will be determined at a later point in time. Meaning, since the Eruv has to acquire now, therefore I'm stipulating that which is acquiring now will be clarified at a later point. So later point, if the goyim come from one direction, then it's as if I stipulated right now that I'm kone in the other direction. That is effectively what Brera is. However, the next case is im ba chacham min ha-mizrach, or he might stipulate another way, that if the sage is coming from the east, then I want my Eruv to be la-mizrach, so I can go and greet him in that direction. Min ha-ma'arav, maybe if he comes from the west, then Eruv la-ma'arav, then I would like it to be at the west in order to go greet him. Ba lakan lakan, if two sages come, two chachamim come, then la-makom she'etzel alech, then I want my Eruv to acquire in whichever direction I want to go. Lo lakan, v'lolekan, if it's in neither direction, then once again, harini kibni iri, then I will simply be like a regular resident of the city and neither my Eruvim will acquire. Once again, this is based on the principle of Brera, that is saying the latter event of which the Chacham comes will clarify what my intention is at this point in time right now, so it can acquire in the correct direction. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, im haya echad mehem rabo, if one of the two sages was his Rebbe, his Rav, then holech etzel rabo, then he goes in direction of his Rav. Because min hastam, in general, his intention, ben hashmasha, will be in direction of his Rav. However, im hayu shnehem rabotav, if both of them were his Rebbe's, according to Tiferes Yisrael, even if one of them was his Rabba Mufak, from which he's learned most of his Torah, lamakom sheyirtze yelech, then the direction that he wishes to go, he can go in that direction as he stipulated previously. However, what's interesting here, the Chachamim say that even if one of them is his Rav, he can still go in either direction as he stipulated. That is because sometimes he might want to go and greet his friend in preference to greeting his Rav, assuming that one of the sages is his friend. Let's continue. This is Namishna Vav. Reb Eliezer Omer, Yom Tov Hasamuch LaShabbat. If Yom Tov precedes Shabbos, that's Bein Milfaneh, that's if it's before, or Bein Lachareah, or if Yontav is on Sunday. And I need an Eruv Tum for Sunday as well. Rabbi Eliezer says, Me'arev Adav Shnei Eruvim, a man can place down two Eruvim, and say, V'omer Eruvi Rishon L'Mizrach, my Eruv for the first day is towards the east. V'Hasheni, and my Eruv for the second day, so if it could be the Yontav of the Shabbos, whichever comes second, will be to the west. He's able to do so. Importantly, since it acquires during Bein Hashmashot, prior to the second day, that Eruv will still have to be there, because if it's gone by then it would not be effective. Harishon lamarav, v'ashen lamizrach, or he can say it the other direction. The first day to the west, and the second day to the east. Or he can say, Eruv arishon v'asheni k'bnei iri, or he can decide that the first Eruv is acquiring for the first day. And the second day, he simply wants to be like other residents without any Eruv. Or Eruv arishoni, or my Eruv will be for the second day, Vaharishon, and the first day I want to be like Kibbeni Iri, I will simply want to be like the run of the residents. That's what he's able to. He sees them as two distinct days, both of which require their own Eruv. The Chachamim Arum, the sages, however, disagree. So this is Me'arev L'Ruach Echad. He can make an Eruv for both days, or Eino Me'arev Kolekah. So one Eruv for both days, or none at all. or me'arev l'shnei yamim, or you can put for 2 days in another direction, or einu me'arev kol ikar, or none at all. Now, why is that? You can only place one erev in one direction or nothing at all. That is because they have what's called a safek doubt regarding whether we treat the Yontav and Shabbos as separate kedushot, therefore each of them requiring their own eruv, or one long kedusha. Consequently, we have to be machmir, we have to be stringent, and assume in this context that it is one long day, and therefore if you're going to put an eruv down, that you place it, say, to the west, has to be for both days, because it might be one long day. However, there's another stringency we'll see in a moment. And that is, as we've mentioned, in case it's 2 days, the Eruv has to be in that direction for both days, Ben Hashmashot. Because if it's not there on Ben Hashmashot prior to the second day, and it is two distinct Kedushas requiring two distinct Eruv Tumim, then you won't have an Eruv for the second day. So the Mishnah says, Ketzer Diaseh, what should you do? The Mishnah says, Amalicho Barishon. You take your Eruv, now we're assuming here that it's Yontov prior to Shabbos. Important, you'll see why in a minute. So you take it there, Eruv Yontov, on the Thursday evening. And you wait. The notlo, and then you can bring it back with you. Ovalo, and you go back to your house, so you don't lose your eruv. Then the next day, basheni, machshich alav, you go there on the second day, erev sheni, and you bring the eruv back with you. Machshich alav, and you wait there, v'ochlo, and you eat your eruv there. Importantly, you have to bring the same food, according to the Bartanura, the same food that was placed on the first. For the first day of Yontav, you have to take there for the Erev Shabbos as well. Otherwise, if you took something else, it would be considered as if you're preparing from Yontav to Shabbos. And then it says, V'nimtza mistaker b'alichato, the fact that you've gone there with your Eruv, then you've profited in that you can now walk in more that direction, u'mistaker b'eruvo, and you've profited in the sense you haven't lost the food that you set aside for the Eruv, and you're able to eat it. Ne'achal b'rishon, if it was eaten, and then the Eruv was consumed, ben hashmashot, then Eruv Larishon, the Eruv is kone for the first day. The Eino Eruv Lasheni, however, it's not effective for the second day because we're concerned that perhaps it's two separate Kedushot. One point I just want to mention here, and that is the fact that the person has to bring back the food with him and place it there for the Eruv to acquire for the second day must mean that the person is doing this via a Shaliach. Otherwise, another way someone can move their Shvitah is not with food, but rather simply sitting there, placing himself the entire Ben Shmashot. So the fact that the Mishnah says you bring the food back and place it there must mean it's an agent doing it on behalf of the person who wants to move his Shvita, otherwise he could simply be there himself. But what Rebbe Eliezer is now picking up on is what the Chachamim just mentioned. And that is, they said if the Eruv is only there Ben Shmashot on the first day, then it's not effective for the second day. So Amar Lahem, Rebbe Eliezer says, the fact that you require it to be there the second day means you agree with me that they are two kedushot. There are two separate sanctities requiring two eruvim, one for each day. However, as we've already mentioned, the chachamim have a suffix, they have a doubt. So the requirement for eruv for both days is addressing the doubt that maybe they are two kedushot. However, because, as we've mentioned, they also have a suffix, a doubt, that maybe it's one long kedusha, so one eruv would be effective for both the Yontov and the Shabbos, then, as we mentioned previously, if you're putting eruv in one direction, it would have to be there for both days, meaning you can't put one in for Yontov towards the east and for Shabbos towards the west. One other point I didn't mention, that if you are, even according to the previous opinion, that allows you to put one in the east, one in the west, when you do that, the distance between the two Eruvin, the one in the east and the one in the west, can't be more than 2,000 amot. Otherwise, even according to Rebbe Eliezer, if you place it towards the east, and the one towards the west was more than 2,000 amot, since you cannot access it, it would not be effective for the second day. So that relates to the Mishnah as we learned yesterday. Those are the Mishnah today.